The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, greetings from Redwood City and Insight Meditation Center. I'm happy to be here, and normally on a Sunday, the room would be full of people. And it's now after these maybe 9 weeks or so, 8-9 weeks of doing this teaching like this, I feel the room is still full, that there's many people who are part of this and connected, and it's quite a wonderful feeling to feel that we're sharing the practice in a close way together while we're far away at the same time. So, as we begin this meditation, I want to mention that one of the reflections I've been doing is that the word insight is often used for the kind of meditation we do, insight meditation. And I like the word in. The idea right now I'm thinking about, it's the inner sight, the sight inward, the ability to see what's happening. And it's to really the foundation and the refuge for this practice can be our subjective experience. And subjective experience is always in the present moment. It's what we're experiencing. Maybe it's almost worth saying subjective experiencing, so we don't linger with thoughts about what we experienced. But in the to have this insight, to inspect what is here from the inside out, and so this connection with the body, feeling the body from the inside out, feeling the feeling tones, the sensations as they come into play from the inside out, feeling our emotions and moods and mind states from the inside out subjectively, means to not get caught up in the reasons why we feel the way we do, but really to have this insight, this ability to really see it in a clear way. And then the same thing with the mind and how the mind functions and its thoughts and its desires. To have insight, to see into it, to feel it as present moment subjective experience. So to take a meditation posture and to gently close your eyes, and maybe to begin this process of turning inwards or awakening the inner sensitivity to our subjective experience. You might rock back and forth a little bit and sway and maybe rotate your body around and just kind of feel your body moving, and then gently slow it down, and as you come to stillness, feel the weight on your sitting bones if you're sitting. And so you feel your weight balanced on your sitting bones. And to feel your torso from the inside out, maybe by feeling your spine, letting your attention move up vertebrae by vertebrae, up your spine from the base, and making ever so small adjustments so that the vertebrae sit more balanced on each other. Maybe there's even a sense of the vertebrae resting one on top of the other. Maybe ever so gently bringing the spine in between your shoulder blades. And perhaps as you get to the top of the spine, opening up a little space between the last vertebrae in the skull, by having your head tip a little bit downwards, kind of like you're bringing your chin down a little bit towards your chest, opening the space between the last vertebrae and the skull. And again, to really begin feeling more fully the subjective experiencing, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Breathing in and feeling the expansion and lifting of the rib cage, the torso as you inhale. And the release of that as you exhale. Long exhale that allows everything to settle down. To be released into the pull of gravity. As you exhale, exhaling into a groundedness, being grounded or rooted here. And then letting your body, your breathing return to normal. And in your subjective experience of the moment, you might feel some places physically in the body that are active, activated, energized, tense, being held tight, contracted. For a few moments, feel that if it's the case, as if it's completely okay to be this way, not making it a problem, but something to feel as the subjective experience of the moment. The inner sight has insight into its presence. And if it's easy enough to release some of the holding in the body, or relax or soften, you might spend a moment here doing so with the muscles of your face. Around your eyes and your cheeks, jaws, the shoulders, perhaps in the chest. Perhaps the belly. And the subjective experience can be the global experience of the humming, vibrating, energetic body. Whatever way the flow of sensations appear in your body, feeling, sensing your body from the inside, in the way that if you load yourself into a warm pool, a warm bathtub, you would feel the warmth all over your skin. Lower yourself into the bathtub of your body to feel and sense whatever way the body is right now for you. And then within the body, as part of the body, becoming aware of the body breathing. And not necessarily so aware from the control tower, from the distance, but an intimacy that comes with the sensing of breathing, where the sensations of breathing are known in the place where they're sensed. Sensations and sensing arise together in the body. To feel the subjective sensations, sensing that goes on as you breathe. And as you exhale, perhaps you can relax some of that holding and tension or pressure associated with thinking. Thinking, the sensations that come with thinking can sometimes feel like hardness or stuckness, pressure, tightness, or a swirl of agitation. As you exhale, relax all that. Relax into your breathing. Having insight, having attention to the subjective experience of breathing. Allowing the awareness to receive the subjective experience. And if anything makes it difficult for you to be with your breathing, if anything happens that pulls you away or is more compelling, let your awareness, your attention, go to the subjective experiencing of what is happening now. Nothing needs to be a problem. Anything that happens is just one more thing to be aware of. If you can be aware of it as a simple subjective feeling, sensations, feel it, almost like you feel it with your body. What is it to be thinking from the point of view of the body? Emotions, how they're experienced in the body. often going off in our thinking is a way of leaving behind the immediacy of our lived experience. It's a departure from resting in our subjective experience of the moment. See if your awareness, your mindfulness, can have a quality of resting in the flow, the unfolding of present moment subjective experience. And then in the last few minutes of this sitting, See again if you can rest in your subjective experience. Even if it's just your imagining what it might be like to settle into your body, to the place where subjective experience is most physically sensitive, a physical sensitivity, not subjective in the sense that it's what I think about what's going on or what it's like for me, but deeper than me, myself, and mine, to the immediacy of the sensations, what is the aliveness within, and the deep subjective experience of the body, sensing and feeling and resting in the depths of the body, sensitive, might also be the place where love, compassion, care, kindness arises almost on its own, almost as if a deep subjective sensing of life, deeper than our resentments and angers and griefs, preoccupations, but deep down inside, a place of the sensitivity where love arises, kindness, care, compassion. A deep connection to subjective experience is needed for the full flowering of our capacity to love. And you might consider, as we come to the end of this sitting, how your own capacity to connect to kindness, to feel compassion or sense of care, the inner sense feelings of friendliness and love, how you can bring that into your daily life, how you can live from that, expressing that, in some of the specific things you'll be doing in the next 24 hours. Perhaps certain conversations or certain things that you do, certain places you go, to think ahead, to plan ahead, to intend ahead, have the intention that whatever way that you benefited from this sitting today, whatever way this has connected you to something valuable about how to be, even if it's just a hint, perhaps you can plan ahead to find a way for that to live and be expressed, so that how you live over the next 24 hours benefits others. May it be that this meditation practice we do always is for the benefit of ourselves, the benefit of others, and the benefit for the whole world.